This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend of the show, a friend of the station, and a friend to many, Stephanie Abrams, president and CEO of the New England Air Museum, located up in Windsor Locks, just north, I guess you can say, of the runway over at Bradley. It's a little hidden gem in Connecticut, and I want people to learn about it. I want people to visit it. There's always things going on out there. Stephanie, thank you for joining me this morning.
My pleasure, and a pleasure to be a friend of WTIC and of yours.
Well, thank you. Thank you. There's so many. I mean, it's like I said, it's here in Connecticut. Connecticut has this wealth of aviation history, and you keep providing new and ongoing things at the museum to keep people learning, entertained, and just exploring and questioning things about aviation. And I appreciate you for that.
We actually, there's so much new going on here. We have, and I'm not just saying this because I'm president and CEO, we have a world-class collection. And you're right, Connecticut is kind of, you know, aviation aerospace alley, very rich history, and also very future-focused on, you know, a lot of the aerospace companies here now. But we have a world-class collection. We have a VS-44, which is a flying boat. It's enormous. We have a B-29 Super Fortress. We have a control car, which was, it's the bottom part of a blimp that was used in World War II.
I love that thing. I just like walking by and telling the kids that's part of a dirigible. And everyone's like, what? I'm like, aha!
No, it's like, what are you talking about? But it's completely restored. So kids can look inside. And also there's a model so kids can see if the blimp was on top, it would fill the entire hangar. But, you know, we've gone way beyond that. So, you know, you really have to love aerospace to look, just look at airplanes, as impressive as it is. But we're not telling the stories behind the human genius that took a dream and made it reality. The people who tested it, the people who fought in these aircraft. But we're also providing our visitors the experience of flight now, because we have simulators that are very immersive and very realistic.
And you're telling me a little bit about, I mean, the simulators are, they're not just like your typical kid sitting at home playing a video game type simulator. These are like world-class professional simulators that pilots are using.
Oh, so our Redbird moving base simulator, pilots actually come here and get some hours in for training. But yes, it's available to our visitors. You have to go with a docent for that one, but they're a wealth of information. So it's a moving base simulator, extremely realistic. But we also have an F-18 jet fighter, and I love going in there. It's incredibly immersive and realistic. So yes, it's a gamified experience, but it's also educational because you're learning about the aircraft as you fly. It goes into afterburn. It's incredible. After you crash, a helicopter comes to get you. Not that I've crashed it, not that I know. But we also
where Stephanie hangs out during lunch breaks.
Yeah. Yes, you do. I work late a lot when the museum's empty. There I am. But also in our civil hangar, where all our civilian aircraft are, we have another simulator that flies almost every aircraft in the museum. So, again, you get the experience of flight. And I know I'm not letting you get a word in, but we also have augmented reality so that you can see yourself in the spacesuit of the future. We have a lot of digital assets and video. So we've come a long way.
And that's the thing, you know, it's like you're saying, it's educational, but it's fun. And people are more apt to learn about things if they're having fun while doing those things.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, at the heart of it, some people might say that we're an educational institution, but we're a museum. We're also an entertainment venue, and we do both. I mean, this museum celebrates human genius. It celebrates greatness, but it also, brings the past to life and the future to life as well. So yes, we make learning fun. We also, last summer was, we kicked off our summer camp for kids, 9 to 12. And I have to tell you, the kids would say, this is the best camp ever. they made and flew drones. They made and programmed robots. So that's learning. They had to create their own flight path. And then used that flight path in the Redbird, you know, with Pilot. They went behind the scenes at Brainerd Airport and went to the tower. They went to CCSU to learn about submersibles. So they loved it. So it was learning. I mean, it's significant STEM education, but they had a ball.
And that's the thing. It is a museum. It is educational. I mean, it's educational from kids to adults. You have education programs for everyone in between.
Yes, we do. We recently launched Education Aerospace Academy for adults, and it's very well attended. And it's everything. It's not necessarily for people who know a lot about aerospace. The first one was called Demystifying Flight. I mean, everyone here at the museum understands, you know, a lot about how aircraft fly. But this demystifies flight. And also just about interesting people in history. And then there are just historical tours. So, yes, there are programs for children, for a lot of schools, but we also do a lot for adults. And we do a lot for families. We have a lot of family days. And we also have open cockpits so mm-hmm. that people can come and actually get into the aircraft.
Now, you know, the open cockpits, I'm going to segue into one of the events coming up. Are dogs allowed in any of the cockpits?
No, and I wish that they were because I love my dog.
And that leads into, you know, coming up the 11th, February 11th, next, so this upcoming Saturday, Paws and Planes Pet Adoption Event. How did this come to, like, Paws and Planes is just an amazing name. So whoever came up with that, kudos. But, like, what sparked to do a pet adoption event at the New England Air Museum?
We all love dogs. Entire staff. We all have dogs. We love dogs. Plus, we're always looking for new events, you know, new ways. We're always trying out new events to see, you know, what draws visitors, you know, what really entertains folks. But this is also for a really good cause because the money will go to support a lot of organizations that really do a lot of wonderful things for dogs.
Yeah, and I know one thing I see a lot on one of the Facebook groups I follow, you know, if people are like those dogs that are up for adoption, there are pilots that, you know, will fly and they'll take it out of their time if they're coming a certain direction to bring an animal to someone for an adoption. So that's pretty cool that, you know, there are pilots and stuff like that that are out there willing to do stuff. So it is kind of a nice, perfect blend of two events for you guys.
It is. And actually, many of our docents are either retired pilots or, you know, some of them still fly. And they actually do that. They help rescue dogs. You know, in post-COVID, a lot of people, you know, sadly couldn't afford the dogs that they adopted, you know, when we're all sequestering at home. So there's such a need mm-hmm. to help. And again, our volunteers here, our docents and our restoration volunteers are very involved in dog rescues. We wanted to help.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, it's those educational things, those fun things. And, you know, it's coming soon, as the website says, spring of 2023. The Tuskegee Airmen, their untold stories. And this is what I mean, just the continuing of education, the aerospace, the stories that are behind all these planes and events that happened in aeronautical history. The Tuskegee Airmen are kind of a big part of that. And you guys are just continuing that education purpose.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a couple of exhibits, new exhibits that opened last year that really educate about the unsung heroes, New England Women in Aviation, the Kosciuszko Squadron 303 who fought in the Battle of Britain. This one, the Tuskegee Airmen, Their Untold Stories, is the most ambitious that we've taken on so far. The theater is already built and in place, and the rest of it's taking shape. The Tuskegee Airmen changed the world. I mean, they had to fight to get into the service during World War II, and they faced incredible challenges. They faced racism, segregation, but yet they focused on their core beliefs and dedication to protecting our freedom. And the exhibit, the reason it's called Their Untold Stories is that, you know, the airmen are elderly now, even though we've been lucky, we've interviewed several of the original airmen. But a lot of the exhibit tells the story through their wives, their children, their grandchildren, their friends, because it wasn't just what they went through during the war, mm-hmm. it was also what happened to them post-war. And the stories are inspiring, sometimes heartbreaking. And they changed the world. And by keeping their stories alive, they continue to do so.
And that's, you know, that's just that continuing thing, the New England Air Museum. It is a museum. It's educational. It's continuing telling those stories that happened in, you know, the aeronautical industry or just anything that happened in the air, whether it's a dirigible or the Tuskegee Airmen or a flight simulator or pet adoption. You guys do it all. And I mean, I ask a lot of my guests this, and this, I'm gonna curious where you're going to go with this. You know, if there's one thing in your mind that people don't, I don't want to say appreciate, but like one of those hidden gems at the Air Museum that you don't think gets enough attention, what would that be?
Oh, that's a tough question.
That's a trick one. That's a trick question right there.
That's a tough question because there are so many. Well, I think that the control car for the blimp is kind of in the corner trying to work into getting it out to the middle. So people might not understand that that flew during World War II. And, you know, we all think of Goodyear blimp and seeing them fly over beaches. This actually was surveillance to, you know, to find the enemy out in the distance. So it really played an incredible role during World War II. Mm-hmm. And it has Pratt & Whitney engines on it. It's incredible. But also the B-29 Superfortress. Well, I can't say that's a hidden gem. I mean, it fills an entire hangar. You know, I guess I'd have to say it's the stories that we are bringing out through all of our digital experiences that we're offering through video, augmented reality, and other means to talk about the stories behind the people who created the aircraft and who fought in them to protect our freedom, and the explorers, the inventors. I guess that's probably the hidden aspect.
And I think some credit, you know, goes to, like you said, those storytellers. A lot of people probably don't realize there's a lot of volunteer work that makes those stories come to life inside the Air Museum.
Oh my goodness. We have close to 150 volunteers. Our restoration team makes magic happen. Aircraft comes in here that looks like it came from a junkyard, and they turn it into an aircraft that looks like it rolled off an assembly line. I mean, we have a couple of before and air pictures, you know, spacer at the museum. But, I mean, we have a restoration hangar. It looks like, you know, an aviation shop floor. Then our docents are walking encyclopedias, and they love what they do. Many of them flew the aircraft that they're telling the visitors mm-hmm. about. A lot of veterans, a lot of pilots, and they love talking to people about them. So they are absolutely a big part of the experience of coming here.
And if people want that experience, they should head up there. It's the New England Air Museum. It's pretty easy to get to. It's not hidden in Connecticut. It's in Windsor Locks behind the airport. You can check out more information at NEAM, NEAM, for New England Air Museum. And joining this morning again, Stephanie Abrams, the president and CEO of the New England Air Museum. Things are happening out there. You got simulators, you got pet adoption, you got cockpit days. There's education from young to old. There's so many things going on. You can spend multiple days there. I suggest you spend multiple days there and take it in, because this is history right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.